recent years, the world has undergone tremendous change and upheaval. Governments have yielded unprecedented power and control over their citizens in the form of lockdowns, health directives, mandates, coercions, and threats. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about sovereignty and the importance of this relating to the types of events and conditions that are unfolding around the world. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to my channel, where I help truth seekers and awakening souls understand what is happening in the world and navigate it in a way that works for you. Let's dive in. In the name of the health and well-being of their citizens, heavy censorship, criticism, fines, and punishments are being handed out for any defiance, protest, or opposition. Entire cities and nations are being divided over who does and does not do what they are told. Collectively, we are distracted from the truth of the real threat, our loss of sovereignty, and the growing control of authoritarian dictators and globalization. Now, more than ever, people need to wake up and see what is happening in the world. But more importantly, is the need for every member of the human race to understand the power we each yield as a sovereign being and the ability to collectively create a new reality of our choosing rather than the current dystopia being imposed and forced upon us. Now, more than ever, it is essential that each one of us find that power and take it back. Let's dive in with the obvious question, what is sovereignty? Well, sovereign is to possess supreme or ultimate power. We use the term sovereign relating to a person who has supreme power or authority over others, such as a king or queen or some kind of dictatorial ruler. It can also refer to an individual human being or a nation or state that has power over itself. Sovereignty is a concept that an individual, state, or governing body has the right to govern itself without external interference from or interfering with others. So sovereignty implies autonomy, independence, self-regulation, self-responsibility, and the freedom to manage your own risk, make decisions for yourself, and bear the consequences. To be a sovereign being or sovereign individual means there's a moral or natural right of every human being to have exclusive control of their own body and life without external interference with or imposition from government, other individuals, or organizations. Today, the very essence of what it is to be human and live the human experience, sovereignty, is under threat. Let's consider sovereignty and natural law. As sovereign beings, we all exist under moral or natural law, whether you know it or not. So law is an existing condition that is binding, immutable, fixed, and cannot be changed. Natural is inherent in nature, truth, and reality. It's not made or caused by humans. It just is. So therefore, natural law is a theory that relates to morality and what is right or wrong or good or bad, naturally. It follows that human beings have certain rights, morals, values, and responsibilities that are inherent and natural in us and therefore binding. Natural law and natural behaviors are the very things that make us human. They are what we are. Natural law is derived from an observation of natural human behavior and the resultant consequences of our behavior. All life and beings on earth have natural drives, needs, and instincts which inform their natural behavior, including humans. These behaviors are an indication of the natural laws that guide all human beings. So when we're allowed to exist in our free natural state, natural law guides us to act in ways that ensure our safety and well-being and meet our physical, emotional, mental, and relational needs. When these fundamental survival needs are met, we can then act to create a better quality of life and connect to something greater than ourselves. When we live aligned with our natural states of being and our behavior, humans thrive. When we live misaligned in suffering and fear, we struggle just to survive. So to align with natural law, we must each be allowed to connect to ourselves and identify and meet our true needs in every area of life. Natural law therefore bestows natural rights upon every living being to live freely and meet our needs. It exists as a natural state, regardless of whether human beings, governments, or authority agrees, allows, or are even aware of this. Learn more in the episode, Natural Law Theory explained. What is natural law and why does it matter? I'll pop the link in the description. Now let's consider sovereignty and rights. A right is a fundamental legal, social, or ethical principle of freedom or entitlement. Entitlement is a provision or a right that is granted to you by another or within a framework. An inalienable right is a right that cannot be taken away from you. It's granted to you by a much bigger, higher source. A natural right or sovereign right is an entitlement or right endowed at birth to every human as a sovereign being under the framework of natural law created and granted by source consciousness. As sovereign beings, we all have natural inalienable rights that can never be taken away. At birth, we are each bestowed the freedom and the power to choose how to live our lives and meet our needs. This is the whole point of the human experience. When we exist in our most natural state, without human-made restrictions, our natural rights include the right to experience physical, emotional, mental, and relational health and well-being, as well as the right to a connection with our soul, spiritual self, and something beyond the individual. Natural rights include the right to choose life, liberty, and freedom. Natural or sovereign rights are not granted or approved by governments, authorities, or institutions. They just are. They exist and they cannot be given or taken away. So let's consider sovereignty and how it relates to government and human law. Now, without human beings, there is just planet Earth and the natural world and animal species that reside upon it. Humans are essentially a soul that incarnates into a physical human body for an experience here on planet Earth. We're born as a blank canvas with no experience or knowledge of what Earth is. At the point of birth, we exist as a free soul with a life ahead of us. We have no ideas, expectations, or limitations about who we are, what we could be, or what the world is, until they are imposed upon us by family, friends, government, peers, society, and authority. As human beings evolved, life began to get more sophisticated. So simple shelters and houses developed into cities, and we imagined and invented new objects and things to make our lives easier. We created systems such as language, money, finance, the economy, government, politics, education, and health. These things were created by human beings to help human beings, but they do not exist without us. Human creations, ideas, constructs, rules, regulations, and laws are just imagined. They are made up by us. They are social constructs. They are just one way the world could be, not how the world is. As societies grew larger and more complex, humans created governments and politics as systems to help manage society and protect our natural rights. Governments are created by the people to serve the people and uphold our natural rights. We are not here to serve the government. They don't exist without us. Governments created human laws and legislation to assist with defining and regulating our natural rights. Human law is a rule of conduct or procedure created by humans that exists with custom, agreement, or authority. They do not exist unless we agree they do. We show our agreement by compliance and consent. Now, in some cases, human laws are a good thing. For example, road rules are a pretty good idea to keep people safe. Regulations and standards for building, construction, food, products, and pharmaceuticals are also good in theory to help maintain our health and safety. In many countries, especially the Western world, human laws are excessive and restrictive and go far beyond just upholding natural rights. They are authoritarian and controlling, and society has allowed this to happen. Many of us allow governments and authorities to do our thinking for us. We have relinquished our sovereignty. Check out the episode, What is Universal Law, Natural Law, and Human Law, to learn a bit more about these different laws. Again, the link is in the description. So today, governments have become large and unwieldy. Our legal systems exist of so many layers of laws, rules, and regulations that to navigate them, the average person needs to hire a legal expert to decipher them. The average person person would have no idea of the majority of laws and whether they are breaking them or not. Today, the government has a say in every aspect of your life. They regulate the way you work, live, and drive a car. They mandate that your children must go to school. They tell you where you can and cannot walk your dog, whether you can cut down a tree and take your taxes right out of your paycheck without asking to pay for things you do not necessarily agree with or make use of. Even in many supposedly free or democratic societies, the government mandates that you must vote or be fined. How is that a free choice? As government grew, so did the number of rules, laws, and regulations, and with it, our sovereignty, freedom, and choice diminished. Slowly, 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 over time, our rights and freedoms have been stripped away. With every war, terrorist event, or pandemic, more and more laws and regulations are put in place so the government can monitor, question, look after you, and keep you safe. As if you are a stupid, imbecilic child, incapable of making good, informed decisions for yourself. For the majority of people, they have no idea what these laws are and that they even exist, let alone the impact they're having on their freedom and lives. Over time, we barely notice the way the world changes from one day or decade to the next. If you put a frog in boiling water, it will jump out. If you put a frog in cold water and slowly turn up the heat, it will allow itself to boil to death. So why then is sovereignty so important right now more than ever? Well, in many countries around the world, the government is currently preventing people from having any say in their lives. In the name of health, they are mandating lockdowns, curfews, social distancing, isolation, muzzles, and masks. To learn more about this, check out the episode, What is Really Happening in the World Right Now. Again, links in the description. They do not obviously publicize or tell you what they are doing, and they cover it in propaganda, fear, coercion, and lies, with the greatest assistance and applause from the mainstream media. The narrative is that you are under threat, you cannot look after yourself, and the government cares and knows best. And many people are still buying it. For many, it seems an easy way out to allow the government to think for you, make decisions for you, and look after you through welfare or other social systems. It seems an easy way out to give away your sovereignty and power. Even this is a choice from free will. However, the consequence of allowing someone else to take responsibility for you and your thinking is that ultimately they own you. When they are responsible for your well-being, they can easily take it away if at some stage you disagree or want to do things differently. Anyone who opposes, questions, or critically analyzes the narrative is censored, suppressed, deleted, and labeled a domestic terrorist, conspiracy theorist, buffet, or troublemaker. Authoritarian governments are touting themselves as the only place for correct information, and anything else is wrong and disinformation. In many cases, they provide no logical reason for their decisions, no conclusive data, information, or variety of expert analysis. They just demand that you accept their information and their decisions. Now, more than ever, your right to hear all perspectives from all types of experts and make an informed, free, and sovereign choice about your health and the way you live your life is being taken away from you. The general public is being coerced and convinced to follow, dob in, condemn, and shame anyone who wants to choose and live differently to an Orwellian dystopia. The general public is being told that anyone who does not follow the herd is selfish and does not care, and there is no other way. But that is not true. There is, and as sovereign beings, we have the natural right to choose. So choose to lock down, social distance, isolate, mask, and muzzle up. Choose to assist with destroying the economy and the financial, mental, and emotional health of people in your community by supporting the closure of businesses and the ability for people to earn a living and the cessation of everyday activities. Choose to do what you want to do to make yourself feel safe. It is your natural inalienable right to choose how to live and what to do with your body. Of all the things we experience on planet Earth, our physical human body is the only thing that is truly ours, and that needs to be protected by everyone. Anything else is a slippery slope to a terrifying reality. But at the same time, as sovereign beings, others must have the same choice. As sovereign beings, we must all have the choice to not lock down, not to social distance, isolate, not to mask, and not to muzzle up. We must all have the choice to assess the risk, open businesses, connect with friends and family, and take the muzzles off, and allow others to do what they want and either join in or hide away. It is not the government's job to make choices about our lives and our bodies for us. They are here to protect our right to make those choices for ourselves. It's time to take sovereignty back. Anyone with an ounce of common sense and the ability for critical thought must see there is something not quite right in the world. Anyone who values life and humanity must see the way governments and authorities around the world are overreacting together to a supposed emergency is illogical, inconsistent, and inhumane. It is destroying lives, economies, families, and the mental, physical, and emotional health in the name of health. It's insane. There is no clear objective or end in sight, and they tell us there is no other way, but this is not true. Humanity is currently facing a major battle between the sovereignty, power, freedom, and inalienable right to choose of the individual and a government agenda of social control in every aspect of your life. Why exactly this is happening is a topic for another time, but the point is that it is happening, and whether you like it or not, your sovereignty, freedom, and right to choose is being slowly stripped away every single day, as are the freedoms and right to choose of every other human being. But there is good news, great news, because as a sovereign being, you still have the natural inalienable right to choose fear, conformity, and consent. And you have the right to listen to the fear and propaganda of the government and mainstream media and follow the herd. Or you have the choice to look to alternative perspectives and experts, observe, analyze, and review the data for yourself and make clear, informed choices on how risky you see the world, how you want to respond and live, and what you want to do with your body. You have the right to say, no, I do not conform and I do not consent. You have the right to stand up and defend your rights. The power grows the more people that do. This path will be challenging, and you will be confronted with opposition, condemnation, criticism, censorship, and judgment. Choosing to leave the herd and think for yourself as a sovereign being you are can be a lonely path. But every day, as the government and media continue to sprout illogical nonsense and insanity, more and more people are waking up, seeing the truth, and regaining their sovereignty in some form. Every day, more people are questioning and challenging the authority that tries to control them. So what happens next? Well, the power of humanity lies in the collective freedom and sovereignty of the individual. The future of humanity lies in the ability of all sovereign individuals to make informed choices free from interference or imposition from authority and external forces, and without interfering or imposing on others, whether you agree with their individual choice or not. The future of humanity requires all of us to stand up and defend the natural rights, freedoms, and sovereignty of all. There are so few of those in control, but there are millions and billions of us, literally. Now more than ever is the time to stand up for what you know to be true, for what you believe, and show others how to do the same. Now more than ever is the time to stand up for sovereignty and say no to authoritarian dictatorship. The choices that you make now will determine the kind of reality you and your children will experience in the future. How long you choose to comply, consent, and conform to total control and demand others to do the same is up to you. But the consequences will eventually have to be experienced. The choice is yours. If you enjoyed this, click like and make sure you consider subscribing, because I have a ton of content and ideas to help create a life that integrates work, reality, and spirituality in a way that works for you. While you wait for the next episode, please make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizwatt.com. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it helped. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.